Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my friend Jocelyn with us from Balanced Financial Solutions. Hey, Jocelyn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
So I want to start at the beginning and basically ask you questions about everything I see people do that I think is wrong. So it should be a pretty fun episode. So one of the things I see that I go, oof, that's not a good idea, is a lot of my friends keep their business financials and their personal financials combined. Is that a good idea?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I always highly advise and recommend that even at the very beginning of your business, keep them separate. It makes for easier tracking. It's a blessing on those that do your books to track everything. Keep them separate.
But like you're saying, all kidding aside, you know, I see people do that. You know, they get a check and they put it in their personal account or whatever. Well, God forbid if you ever get audited and you're like, well, no, that deposit, that was for something else. That wasn't part of my business. It just, you know, from day one, it's just a horrible idea. So we try to encourage people not to do that, but you must see that when you're sitting down with someone and you see, you know, a deposit and you're like, hey, Kevin, what was that for? I don't remember, Josh.
Oh,
no idea.
Absolutely. Especially, and then I see also people who have separate accounts but use both interchangeably. That's another no-no. If you have separate ones, keep them separate. They use their business for personal expenses.
Yeah, I see a lot of that. Like, well, I'm a little light in my personal account, so I'm just going to, you know, buy this off my business account, although it has nothing at all to do with my business. So it's like,
exactly, it just gets
ugly. So now how about we move on to the next question, accounting software. Do I need to use any type of software to keep my business books? Can I just do it on the back of my checkbook?
No, absolutely not. You definitely can. You could use Excel. I love Excel. It's my best friend. You could use Excel. If you're starting a new business and you want to keep it simple, by all means, go right ahead. Use Excel. It's a little bit manual, but it does the job. I would highly recommend for anyone starting a new business to start off with Excel because it's easy to use and free at times. But then to actually do the work and investigate other softwares, such as QuickBooks, which is really, really popular and really easy to use. But I would definitely do the take the time, because if you want, everybody wants to get in business to grow their business. So once your business starts to get larger, definitely time to look at software.
Makes sense. Now, Jocelyn, one of the things that's kind of a pain in the neck in running the business is keeping track of all my receipts. Why is that such a big deal? Can I just tell you what I spent?
The receipt is the proof of an expense, basically. It's to prove out that you actually, this was spent here, and it's easy to back up a bank reconciliation, a bank statement. Your statements usually aren't as detailed as we'd all like them to be, so a receipt would help with that. Now, by the same token, I am guilty of it too. Get a receipt, stuff it in your purse, and that's the end of that. The easiest way to do this, hey, we all have smartphones now. Take your phone out, take a picture, record it using Dropbox. You can have the app on your phone, put it in there, you're done with it.
Smart. Well, especially all kidding aside, when people are using cash. You know, we go out, you know, I buy you lunch, I pay in cash. You know, obviously that's not going to show up on my statements anywhere, on my debit card, credit card. So that must be really important, especially with cash, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. When you're using cash, you know, some people do that. They don't want to continue to on their card, correct? So just take a certain amount. If you know you're taking certain people out to lunch and networking, take the a copy of the receipt that you receive when you make the purchase.
So the next question goes back to the whole accounting software. I find a lot of people aren't using any software. Maybe they're using Excel. So one of the questions they come up with and one of the issues they have is how do they go about invoicing a customer? Can you use Excel to make invoices too? Should you invoice your customers?
You should invoice a customer. That's on the flip side of tracking. You should keep track of your customers. You should keep track of what you're invoicing, because that way there you can match up what your costs are and see if you're really making a profit. It's much quicker and easier, and it's better tracking mechanisms. You could use Excel if you wanted to. I have clients that use Word. Word actually comes for prepackaged invoices, and you can create them there very easily and send them. I mean, God bless technology. You can just send them through email, and there you go. You have some tracking of your invoices.
So, Jocelyn, I was actually thinking of you this morning. I had coffee with a friend, and, you know, the typical, hey, what are you doing today? Well, I'm going home to recreate my financials for my tax person, because, you know, it's like almost October 15th. So should we keep track as we go along and not try to recreate a whole year?
Yeah, Kevin, I can't tell you how many people actually do this. Just, you know, wait until the time that they can't really avoid it any longer, and the IRS is knocking at their door. And that's when they decide to look at their financials. Should never leave your accounting to business once a year. You should always keep track of it at least monthly. If you're a small business, you could probably get away with doing it quarterly, but at least more frequent than once a year come tax time.
Probably be helpful. Another issue I find my friends have is keeping track of their inventory. You know, a lot of times, you know, they're trying to sell something and like, well, I got to go check and see in storage if we even have that size or that color anymore. What's the best way for people to keep track of their inventory?
Again, if they're using something simple, if they're just starting out in business, Excel works perfectly fine. Creating columns and rows for your inventory, being as detailed as possible. It can get very manual if you start to grow your business quickly, which is the idea. And if that's the case, that is time to look at accounting software. QuickBooks has an inventory portion to it, very easy to use. And you can track it that way and look it up even on your smartphone or iPad or any of that. But if you're just starting out, an Excel sheet works just as well, but as long as you have access to it at any given time.
That's the key. Now, one of the things that still surprises me is how often around tax time you'll be talking to someone like, I'm nervous, I'm going to see my tax person today. I don't know what to expect. And it kind of looked at it going, you really don't know. Now, like I said, not even sure how much money I made this year. That's probably not a good thing, right? So I should be in touch with my tax person, my accountant, and not just, you know, look you up on sometime in April to file for me?
Absolutely. You should never wait until April 15th or close to April 15th to say, okay, now I should look up a tax accountant. You should have an accountant actually look at your books, if not monthly, quarterly, so that they can help you set up your business books, help you decide if a software should be needed at that time, prepare your books so that you're spending less time and money with an actual tax accountant come tax time. Because a lot of people assume that a tax accountant will go through their books and tell them where they're, you know, losing money, where they should cut down on costs, and all that stuff. Come tax time, tax accountant are focused on doing your taxes and getting that done,
yep.
Not anything else.
You brought up a great point, Jocelyn, is getting people to see their tax person, namely you, as an asset, as a resource, no pun intended, you know, to sit down and say, you know what, Jocelyn, you know, because what I find is people have a number in the head. Jocelyn, I want to make $25 an hour. And, you know, they bill at 25, but they forget about their cost. You know, things, you know, like, you know, rent, you know, it's like, you know, you have an office, it's got to count, you know, you got to pay for it. So
uh-huh.
It's a lot to build a relationship with you so we could sit down and say, all right, Jocelyn, here's the services I'm offering. Can let's talk about how we're pricing them to see if we're actually making money, right?
And exactly. That's what an accountant such as down. We go through the numbers. I help you understand the story behind your numbers so that you know that at the end of the day, after all of your costs and the expenses, you are making a profit in your business. It's not just, oh, I sold this. You also have to take into account what did it cost you to sell that.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit more about Balanced Financial, your business. So let's talk about some of the services you offer so people can understand them.
Sure. Balanced Financial offers accounting solutions to help any business grow. We offer a variety of accounting services that accounts receivable, accounts payable. We also offer add-on services such as building a financial system such as software, speaking of software. We also provide payroll services. We help you understand cash flow, increase cash flow, because that's always cash is king. We also partner with you if you've got a goal, a plan in mind, and we help you put that together so that it actually happens with the finances so that you can actually go out and do your job.
But you brought up a great point with accounts receivable, because I see this as a big issue, as you mentioned, the cash is king phrase. You know, I get a lot of people, mm-hmm. oh, things are great, you know, if only people would pay me. You know, I hear that yeah. expression all the time, you know. I got all this money in receivables, and people just aren't paying me on a time basis. But often one of the things that's driving that is you're waiting 45 days to bill people. So it's like, okay, well, Jocelyn, I know you sold that on September 1st, but you didn't send out an invoice until October 5th. You waited 30 days,
exactly.
and now they're going to wait 30 days to pay you. So accounts
yep.
receivable, they're important to bill properly and to have some sort of collection procedures, correct?
Of course. That's what I help with. I help you understand your cash flow, the problems, the issues, such as billing too late, such as not billing at all, forgetting to bill. This all goes back to having systems and software. Yeah, you could use Excel. It's pretty manual. But if you're so busy building a business and you forget to bill your clients, now you're in the hole as far as the funds are concerned. And you're paying for all of these services to give them up front, and you're not billing on time, you end up with a really bad cash flow problem.
And like you said, we try to explain that to people. You can have that big sales number, but if you don't have cash flow, you know, if you can't pay your employees, you can't pay yourself, you know, your business is going to suffer and potentially, you know, have a negative impact, right?
Of course. It is that cash flow is the number one reason for small businesses fail, because there's not enough cash to hold on to for them to continue to grow. And that is cash is king, especially at the beginning of your business and you're trying to grow it. I help you make sure that that is clear to you and that is clear to your clients, that you are consistent in billing and collecting.
So, Jocelyn, one of the other, I think, misconceptions people have is they think, well, geez, you know, I only need to hire an accountant, bookkeeper, whatever phrase you want to use, when I get to X dollars of revenue. You really need someone at the beginning mm-hmm. to make sure you're setting it up right in at all phases. And you shouldn't be like, oh, geez, you know, I only made $30,000. Don't tell Jocelyn, you know, this year. There's no shame in that. The quicker you can hire someone like yourself to set everything in place, the better, right? You shouldn't wait until 2 years in and then you got to redo everything.
Yes, Kevin, you should never wait until you should right at the beginning. It also gives you peace of mind knowing you're working with someone that's helping you in an area that most small business owners are uncomfortable with. So they choose the ignore tactic, which doesn't work. It gets you into more confusion and trouble later. So if you work with me up front, even if it's just, like I said, once a month, once every couple of months, then you can have peace of mind that you're on the right track.
So, Jocelyn, let's just grab your contact information before we let you run, my friend.
Okay. You could reach me at www.balancedfinancial.solutions. You could also email me at jocelyn@balancedfinancial.solutions with an S at the end. And also you could call me at 978-857-8454.
Awesome, Jocelyn. Really appreciate taking time out of day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you so much, Kevin. You have a great day.
Have a great day. Bye now.
Bye-bye.